Hey, everybody. There are a ton of ways that you can follow us online. We've got our website, realnerdspodcast.com, that you can go to, and you can read articles and find the podcast episodes there as well. If you like social media, you can follow us on Facebook at Real Nerds Podcast or on Twitter and Instagram at Real Nerds. You can also call us anytime and leave a voicemail at 720-6NERDS5, and then we'll play your voicemail on the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you like us.
A real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can
talk through film. I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Awesome. Welcome to some more exciting coverage of Denver Comic Con 2012. This is Real Nerds, Ryan and
James.
And you can't hear Brad, so
I'm Brad.
We are sitting down with Robert. Robert, you are at Comic Con. What are you doing at Comic Con?
Well, I'll tell you this. This is obviously San Diego Comic Con is bigger, but
yeah.
For like our first Denver-based Comic Con, I mean, this is getting a lot of huge attention and everything like that. Got some celebrities in the back, like Colin Ferguson and Cindy Morgan and all them doing their thing. And there's, like, all these... I mean, there's, like, all sorts of attention. And I swear, I've run into, like, 500 costume people on the show.
Yeah, before. It's awesome.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Madness.
We went to the Michael Uslan panel just now, and he said this is the best first con he's ever been to.
Yeah, wow. I mean, this is nice. I mean, it's not insane like the San Diego one. It almost seems like it's perfectly balanced. There's enough for you to do and everything like that. And not like complete bedlam, like I got to elbow my way through a crowd just to get through everything.
And I may need to knock on wood on this one, but it doesn't smell bad.
It does not smell bad. And plus, I don't think I have to worry about sanitizing my hands every 3 seconds, which is nice.
That's always a good
That's always
thing.
Nice.
Robert, you do a podcast, right?
Yeah, we do a podcast over at talkingaboutgames.com. It's called The Post Game Report. I record with a bunch of lively characters. That's the best thing I could say about them, is lively characters. We talk about video games, we talk about movies, stuff like that. We just had a nice little 20-minute conversation trying to figure out Prometheus. Always fun. But we'd still rather watch that than That's My Boy. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, if we want to watch a movie about a hideous monster, we'll go to Prometheus. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this week we're seeing Rock of Ages and That's My Boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it should be fun.
Yeah, Rock of Ages, I think the main reason that's going to be a draw is obviously Tom Cruise doing the Axl Rose impression.
Yeah.
Seems to be that's a big thing, you know?
It was weird. Did you think that the ads really didn't focus on Tom Cruise till recently, though?
I know. They like, teased him a little bit. Yeah. They didn't show him in action and everything, and then they started showing him singing and everything like that. I was like, he can actually sing, I'll be.
Yeah, I read an interview with him, and he said that he trained himself for over a year to learn how to sing.
Hey, wow. You know, sounds like he did a good job. Maybe he'll have a tour.
What kind of games are you looking forward to right now?
Well, right now I'm playing Lollipop Chainsaw. That's the one featuring, it was written by James Gunn.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just features this sex. Well, it's got sexual overtones. That's obvious. But, you know, it's also got a lot of good carnage and everything like that. Lego Batman 2 comes out next week, which will be a fun game. And then, you know, I'm working through Dirt Showdown and a few other games. It's busy, you know.
Yeah, I want to get... Chainsaw Lollipop. Is it a worthy purchase?
I'd say so. I mean, you know, the thing you got to understand is it's in the grindhouse approach.
Well, so it's 2 to 51, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, no more heroes. And
Mad World.
You can't take them seriously. Taking 2 to 51 seriously is a big mistake. So you got to sit back and enjoy the game. I had a kick with it. It was a good time.
Awesome.
What was the last game that you really loved? Like, that you played and you just... What was the last game you really loved? Like, you played it and it just...
Lollipop Chainsaw is right there on the list, but Codemasters just came out with this racing game called Dirt Showdown.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's like they've taken all the fun racing elements of the Dirt series, but they put it in Demolition Derby.
Oh, wow.
So you can actually smash cars. They have this thing called a knockoff mode, which takes place in an elevated platform. You knock cars off of it, get bonus points. Good fun in multiplayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah. Cool. What's the last great game you played, James?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hesitate to say Diablo, but, man, I played a lot of Diablo.
I'll bet you do.
It's hard not to, you know, just keep playing that
game. You're not the only one I heard. I mean, I went to E3 last week, and everybody's just talking Diablo. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard because, you know, the week of E3, no games come out. So it's like, you know.
Well, Inversion came out. I was like, what's that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I Yeah, tell us about
Yeah, how was your experience at E3?
E3 was nuts. I mean, I had like wall-to-wall appointments and everything like that. I got to see a bunch of great games like Borderlands 2, the new Star Trek game, this new game called Watch Dogs, where you actually manipulate like electrical objects to your advantage, which is a really cool game.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, it really is. I think the main thing I was disappointed by was the Wii U, like Nintendo's new little console and everything like that, because they really didn't do much of a game push. They had Nintendo Land and... Mario Brothers, that's it. They didn't have a Metroid or a Zelda, nothing hardcore.
Nintendo Land is all the games they showed last year, but with a name.
I mean, it's not actually new. It's fun when it comes to like showing the advantages of the system, but they forgot the hardcore gamers, it seems. Yeah. You know, and that's kind of a bit of a bother for me.
And the real question with the Wii U is whether or not, you know, if the, I don't want to say softcore, but the casual gamers are the people who bought all the Wiis last time, are casual gamers the kind of people who... You know, 5 years later, buy a new console because they really think the Wii U is offering something new? Are they done with the Wii and don't need a new one?
Yeah, the thing that's going to be confusing about it, Nintendo needs to market it like a new system. It will not work with the current Wii. I mean, you could use your Wii controllers, but you need to buy a new system to really take
advantage. Is it backwards compatible?
It will be, I think, with original Wii games, but I just... They're marketing it, they still need to clarify, no, this is a new system. It's not an add-on.
Because in all the like advertisements and everything, you don't see the console. You just see the
little tablet thing, right.
Yeah.
That's all you see.
Like what the actual console is going to look like. It looks like you tore an old CD player out of a PC and laid it on the desk, and that's what the new
Wii
U looks
like.
It's like
a mini strudel oven. You just set it like I mean, it's a cool little console. Like I said, I'd like to see more game experiences. I mean, Batman was good. Zombie U looked pretty good. Rayman Legends. There's some good games for it, but Nintendo themselves, it almost seems like the push is a little bit dwindled. They need to do more.
Oh, for sure.
You know? I mean, Reggie Fils-Aimé, the Nintendo president, appeared on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon last night. They didn't really do much with it at all.
Yeah.
Showed off like one Ninja minigame, and then Zombie U, they turned Jimmy Fallon into a zombie.
Yeah. You're wearing a Borderlands 2 shirt, so I assume you're really excited about it.
Are you
at that point where you're like, I've seen enough, I know I need this game right now?
Oh, yeah, I saw it like last year back when they were showing it off at Penny Arcade Expo. I knew this was a quality sequel and everything like that, and I played bits and pieces over the past few months. New campaign, you know, new characters. Zero the Assassin is pretty sweet, you know. I really do want it, but, you know, it's coming. I'll be patient.
Cool.
Just a little bit. I'll be a little bit patient.
I'm waiting for... I think Assassin's Creed 3 looks awesome.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah, that was actually one of the better games at the show.
I've never played it. I beat the first Assassin's Creed, then I didn't play any of the other ones. But I'm really...
The first one sucks.
Then I'm really excited to play this one. It looks really cool.
This one's got a new campaign mode, and from what I've seen, they've done a lot with the controls, so it actually feels a lot better.
You drive a boat. There are sections where you drive a boat. Like, what are they even doing? They're just...
You're driving a boat.
Yeah. They're just making
the
most
fun game. I'm
on a boat.
You know, let's play the I'm on a boat song while you're playing. I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Remember when Wind Waker, you did that?
Yeah.
And the song would always get stuck in my head when I played that game.
I remember that.
The game's great, though.
It is.
I think it's like one of the best forgotten Zelda games.
As long as you don't have the kid with a booger hanging out of his nose hanging around you, because that was kind of scary.
And I got to ask, did you see anything about The Last of Us there?
Yes. Actually, they showed the presentation at the Sony E3 press conference, you know, the one where the dude gets his face shot off with a shotgun, which is amazing. They actually showed behind closed doors a second way to go through the stage.
Really?
There are multiple ways you could go through it. I mean, you could be sneaky or you could be all-out action.
Oh,
and
man.
It's really cool. They took us down into a sewer, which is underneath the building, because we got in an elevator, but the elevator cable snapped and we fell into the sewer.
What?
It's really cool. I mean, it's just Naughty Dog is putting a lot of work into this game, but the only problem is we got to wait till next year for it.
Yeah, which kind of
stinks.
But you know what? Those guys put out, like, Uncharted is among my favorite games of all time. I will wait. You know, I waited 12 years for StarCraft II. I can wait a little bit long. You know, it's not
a problem. I mean, if they take their sweet time with it, they're going to have a sweet game in 2013.
What's great about a company like that is that you can be more patient because you know when you get it, it's going to be great.
Exactly. You know? It'll be well worth the wait. And they introduced another one to guys who did Heavy Rain. They introduced Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, yeah, with Ellen Page.
I know, that looks remarkable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, from what you saw in the demo. But the thing is, you control two different aspects of it. You control her character, Jody, with like the little prompts, the Heavy Rain-style button prompts. And then you control the spectral spirit that can go around her, and you can possess people and objects. and cause distractions.
Like,
yeah.
In the trailer, there was definitely some stuff like that, but they didn't explain it.
Yeah, they showed like a big 30-minute gameplay demo behind closed doors. Wow. It was amazing.
That's really cool.
That's going to be another one for 2013 as well.
And that'll be interesting because, you know, Heavy Rain was cool.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it, but sort of as an experiment where something where there's really some more gameplay and you're really doing something like that where you're possessing people and really pulling some shit off.
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a great game for 2013, I think. Sure. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, Robert, where can people find you online?
Okay, twitter.com/thedcd, THEDCD, and I'm also on Facebook. Pretty easy spot there, and you can find my podcast, talkingaboutgames.com, Post Game Report. And I also do work for several other sites. I'm actually here covering the show for Comic Book Resources.
Oh, cool.
Works out pretty well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate
it. Awesome.
And sorry to make you salivate over The Last of Us even more now.
Yeah, we'll see how it is.
Oh, you did.
Get a drool cup for that, man.
See, I don't know if it's worse because you've seen it, but we've only seen the trailers, so it might be better for us.
They'll reveal more footage as it goes on. Just wait.
It makes me excited.
You get a drool cup. Thanks, guys.
Wipe off the mic before you go. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!